This is the final taste show of our sushi. Already. Already. The final words of Dogen's Hotsuganmo are these. This is the pure, single color of true practice, of the true mind of faith, of the true body of faith. One single color. Your one way practice. You can bravely walk this one way path, step by step. This step. If your practice is correct practice, it is the true mind of faith, the true body of faith. Practice is carrying out your belief in true Dharma. Your faith in true Dharma is thorough, complete. That faith is body and mind. It becomes your all, body and mind, one way. Faith in true Dharma, receiving fully true Dharma. Body and mind, belief, practice, the pure single color of true practice. The pure single color of true practice. The true mind of faith. The true body of faith. From the beginning, I have beseeched you to make Dogen's vow your own vow. Body and mind are sincerely poured in to this one-way path. Body and mind, devoted to this one step, this one doing, one truth. Anywhere, everywhere, no matter how it arises, how it expresses itself, it is purely this, the revelation of Buddha mind. Buddha nature. You may protest, no, my practice, I'm nowhere near that level. That is where you are just wrong. Every time I open my mouth, it seems that these same words just spill out. Prince Siddhartha's life was based upon countless lifetimes following one vow. Sticking with this one vow. The vow to free all beings from anguish, to bring peace of mind, to bring us great joy. We are caught up in an ageless cycle of dwelling, this or that, that or this, caught up in our own small ideas and perceptions, ceaseless suffering, dissatisfaction, anxiety, darkness. But you have been blessed to hear the teaching of truth, the teaching of your own truth. The Buddha was able, at long last, to attain realization. To carry out his undying vow. He saw into the roots of life. And we are here now, practicing, able to receive his teaching and guidance. Wonder of wonders. Your life is wonder of wonders. The wonder that spilled forth in words from the very belly of life. All beings are Buddha, endowed with the virtue and the wisdom of Buddha. These words arise from the depths of enlightened mind. heaven and earth, one root. All things, one body, one root. All life naturally arises from the source, one and the same source. All existence is one body, one life, one body. It's easy to think of it in terms of body. You can make an analogy, your head, your hand, your foot, your eye, your belly button. Every cell is one body. What intense joy and amazement the Buddha must have experienced upon realization. One with all beings, sentient and not. That is to say, perfect. Nothing in excess. Nothing missing. One with the grasses, the trees, the great earth, and all living beings, I attained the Buddha way. The Buddha way. Universal, eternal truth. Perfect truth. All things are the great way. Each and every tiny blade of grass, each and every leaf of every tree, all things are precisely the master of perfect merit, absolute virtue. You are the master. Even if you wanted to hold back, to back off, you could not do so. It is a fact. You are master of all. You are Truth Self, perfect, inherent peace of mind. All beings are Buddha. Not all beings will be Buddha. What if you hadn't been able to hear the truth of your reality? You would not have had the guidance to break out of your dualistic mindset. This is good, that's bad, bad, good. Always thinking and analyzing. What if you had not been able to hear the words of Dharma wisdom? The teaching that liberates you from all suffering. Life is suffering. The suffering that accompanies being alive. The aging that overtakes you. The 100,000 plus varieties of sickness. Do you say, hey, that doesn't describe my life. My life is filled with joy, with bounty, friends everywhere. Yes? Are you sure? You must consider this point deeply. You must be totally aware of the necessity of opening your eyes. Is everything really perfectly fine? What about death? A cold wind may blow up anytime. No one escapes the promise of death. When Shakyamuni Buddha came alive to truth, what he realized is that every single being, you, that every single being is already from the first saved. Within each and every being, Buddha mind is revealed. Nothing is concealed. There is, in truth, nothing to be concealed. Truth is everywhere, all about you, clearly evident. But due to perverted, illusory thinking, all beings fail to realize Buddha mind. It's a cold, hard fact. You are holding on to ideas, to a view which distances you from truth. You're caught up in self, small, pitiful, mean. You are making yourself so, so small. Your conduct, speech, and thought creates karma that separates you from truth, that makes truth seem to be so very far removed from your existence. But, having heard the teaching of true self, you are able to reflect on your actions. You are here practicing this practice because you have been able to hear the teaching of truth. So very, very many, many countless beings do not have the karmic affinity to hear the Dharma teaching. How many countless beings are living in anguish? There are many, many people who believe that it is enough to live a life in the usual human way. So what's all this fuss about seeking truth? But will such a life afford real satisfaction? Living in such a way, you would not be able to meet with true self. No true satisfaction. Peace of mind. What a pity not to open your eyes to this, when reality, truth, is just right here at your footsteps. What a waste. Maybe you're even wanting to tell me enough already on the repetition that I'm harping and harping on the same thing. But I must keep it up, reminding you that it is right here, now, this. And maybe you will at last give up your stubborn hold. Tears of repentance, of atonement, may fall from your eyes at last. You may be at last able to reflect on the fact that you are able to sit here now quietly. Thanks to all of life. By the grace of all things, you make this one breath. In harmony with all things, you breathe this one breath. If you still think that you aren't such a burden on the world, that you're taking care of yourself, well, when you do fully realize and accept original self, tears of repentance and atonement will begin to flow without cease. You will become aware at last of how selfish you have been, how your actions, speech, and thoughts, born of ignorance, were totally self-cherishing. In fact, it would not be the least bit strange for you to realize that just now. How could you think that you're living on your own? How could you imagine that you're not living thanks to the support of others? This one breath, supported by all things. Just look up at the skies, the vast universe. Look to the right, the kaleidoscope of endless change, endless support. Look to your left. You are blessed with everything, freely receiving all things, nurtured by all things. Inherently, you are free. Thanks to the support of all being. Thanks to the support of all being, I breathe this breath. How could anyone be so neglectful that they would imagine that they are here on their own, or that you are so independent that you're no trouble or bother to others, to imagine such a thing. Please, make Dogen's vow your own vow. I vow one with all beings. Hear the Hotsugan Mon as it is coming from you yourself, from your own life. I vow one with all beings. One. If it weren't for that one little ant over there, you would not be. We all arise in perfect interconnection. The truth of the matter is that all things are one body. So you are now here, receiving all things, perfectly receiving. Oh, what I most want to say to you, I'll say now. I want to leave this with you. Original Buddha nature. Go ahead. Open up and receive it. Please believe with all your heart in your own Buddha nature. All beings are by nature Buddha. How sad that people ignore the near and look for truth afar. Looking for truth afar, that is looking away, looking off. Don't do it. Stay with this. Have unflagging faith in your own true self. It is this one breath you breathe, this one step you take, this one step, this one breath. This one breath, you are walking the path of enlightenment. With this one step, you are practicing the practice in which you can awaken to who you really are. Original Buddha nature. You are already, as you are, blessed with real self, Buddha nature. I pray that you keep your commitment firm. I will follow through with this practice, obedient to original mind, one in harmony with Buddha nature. One with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.